As we move into our time of prayer, I have quite a list of joys and one concern to lift up. We received word this week that Danielle Slover, daughter of Terry and Frank Slover and granddaughter of Jim and Judy Lederach, became engaged to Joseph Barker this past week, so we celebrate with them and with their families. We have many birthdays being celebrated either this past week or early in the week ahead. Those birthdays include Jean McKinstry Rogers, Linda Camburn, Chris Richard, Sylvia Bingham, and Sally Jarenko. Also, anniversaries being celebrated. Liz and Scott Vanderberg celebrated a wedding anniversary this week, as did Amy and Brian Hutchinson. And of course, along with our joys today, we are lifting up Caden and Cameron, our two confirmands, who will be confirmed on Sunday. So when you're listening to this, they will perhaps be in the midst of being confirmed in a small service for family. And our concern today, two of our prayer shawls were claimed this past week, and we like to lift up those who receive our prayer shawls. So this week we keep Coral from Exton and Teresa from Phoenixville in our prayers. I invite you to bring your prayers to mind as we join together in prayer. God, on this day of confirmation, though we are not celebrating on the day of Pentecost, we still give thanks for your breath of life. Breathe your spirit into us wherever we are this day. Life in recent months has both caught us off guard and been so much of the same. It has taken our breath away and given us a chance to catch our breath. We are grateful for your presence in the midst of all of it, and for the steadiness of your spirit. As we celebrate two more young people choosing to embrace a life of faith and the life of the church, we pray for the church around the world, that we as a people may be one body, united in understanding and love, brought and held together by our mission to serve and to seek justice for all people. We pray for our church, for the St. John's community, separated in body only, but very much together in spirit. We pray for those who are suffering, those who are alone, those who are in need of your comfort and your peace, those who are not feeling their best for whatever reason. We also lift our celebrations to you in joy and thanksgiving. We think of all those celebrating engagements, wedding anniversaries, birthdays. We pray especially this day for Cameron and Caden. What an awesome day this is for them and for all who have encouraged and supported them on their faith journey. We pray that they continue to seek you, to find a home in your church, and continue to devote their unique and wonderful selves to your work in ways that only they can. We pray that we, the community of St. John's, honor and encourage their voices as they grow and lead us on our journey into new places. God be with us as we seek to comfort, accompany, and most of all love one another. All of these things we pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Traditionally, on the Sunday we celebrate the rite of confirmation, we also celebrate the sacrament of communion. Using bread made by our confirmands, and they in turn serve that bread to us. As we all know, this year is different because of so many things, but we will still be confirming our confirmands, as Pastor Addie has pointed out, 12:30 this Sunday, outdoors, in our meditation garden, surrounded by their family members and members of St. John's Church Council. And we will share communion now with our confirmands and families, all from the safety of our individual homes, in the north and the south, in the east and the west, scattered, yet gathered as we break bread, drink from a cup, and celebrate Christ's presence among us. I invite you now to get those communion elements close at hand as we remember the words that Jesus spoke in an upper room, surrounded by the disciples he loved. They were sharing a Passover meal, and in the midst of that meal, they took bread. After giving thanks for the bread, they broke it. And as Jesus shared it with each of them, he said, "This is my body, given for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
And in the same way, after breaking the bread, Christ took the cup. And after giving thanks for it and blessing it, he said, "This is my blood, poured out for you. Whenever you do this, do it in remembrance of me." Christ did pause to bless and to say grace, as I say, before sharing with those he loved. So I invite you to join me in prayer now. God, as we prepare to sit at the table with you, we give thanks that though our tables are many, your Spirit makes us one. Bless our many and varied gifts of bread and cup, and as we eat and drink, may they nourish us, body and soul. May they connect us near and far, and may they remind us that what is most important in the sharing of this sacred meal is the very heart of the word communion, that we are sharing it together with one another and with you. Amen.
I invite you now to take the bread you have before you, remembering that as we share this bread, it represents for us, it is for us, a body broken so that we might be made whole. Remembering this, we invite you to take and eat.
And as you take your cup and whatever it is that fills it, may we remember that this is for us Christ's blood, poured out that we might be filled up and live lives of fullness. Remembering this, we take and drink.
Please join me now in giving thanks to God. Loving God, we have been fed at Christ's table, a table at which all are welcome. As we go out into the world this day, wherever our lives may take us, may we seek to live in such a way that we welcome all to the tables we set. Having been fed at your table, may we be eager to feed others in every way we can. And may we know beyond the shadow of a doubt that even as we go our separate ways, you will go with us, for which we give thanks this day and every day. In Christ's name, amen. Friends, go forth into the world in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of God's Holy Spirit. And as you do, may the light of God surround you, the love of God enfold you, the power of God protect you, and the peace of God remain ever with you, through thick and thin. Amen.